So you don't feel like saints. Why, we're here, right? Who wants to be a saint? Oh, come on. Why else are you here? Who wants to be a saint? You're not all raising your hands. Roger, you didn't raise your hand. Don't you want to be a saint?
No, thanks, Father.
No? Well, why not?
They're all dead.
That's the homily. They're all dead. You know, I think we feel that way. There's a great separation between ourselves and the saints. Saints are dead, safe in heaven. We're alive, in the thick of it all, struggling through life. I always had this image of the saints being larger than life. Fantastic stories told about them. Some of them rather fanciful. Rather fanciful stories. Think of St. Christopher carrying the Christ child across the river. Christopher is still a saint. They've just taken him off the calendar, moved him into covert operations. But the saints, they strong individuals, confident in who they are and what they're about. Just 10 feet tall, legendary individuals. I would never have the strength to face the lions in the arena. How could I possibly be a saint? The beauty about today's feast is that it says you don't have to be famous to be a saint. Today's feast says you don't have to have legendary stories told about you to be a saint. You don't have to have written the greatest work in all of theology to be a saint. You don't have to be a founder of a religious community. You don't have to take any vows except the baptismal vows that you took or your parents and godparents took for you. Truth be told, even the famous ones were rather ordinary. They were teachers and students, workers, husbands, wives, priests, just like you and me. Ordinary individuals. Although some were rather odd. Some of the saints were crazy as loons. Some of the saints had such angular personalities that they had to go off into the desert to be hermits. Otherwise, their friends would have surely made sure that they were saints and would have killed them. Some were rather reluctant. They were reluctant saints. Dragged to holiness, kicking and screaming until the very end. Others were well-adjusted from the start, and there was a sense of holiness about them from the beginning. None of them had halos. Very few, if any, could play a harp. And I think all of them to a T would be horrified by the way they are depicted in holy cards. But they all had this in common. God chose them to be saints. God accomplished the work of saintliness in them. I mean, sainthood is God's business, after all, not ours. And the saints They cooperated with God. Some quicker than others. Some it took a very, very long time. The saints are those individuals who strive to live that life that is described in the Gospels this morning, that life of the Beatitudes. The saints are men and women, girls and boys, in whom some echo of Jesus' voice can be heard. They're men and women, girls and boys, in whom some feature of his face can be seen. My friends, look around. Here in this place is a small portion of the communion of saints. Here in this place are the holy ones of God called to do his will.